In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If someone were to ask you, and generally you hear it every so often on news stations or whatever, talk shows, and they'll ask, do you believe that mankind, humanity, is intrinsically good, or is humankind intrinsically evil? And let me tell you something, my friends, if we were not people of faith, if all I had to know about humanity is what I saw on television or saw in the movies, I, like many of you, would answer, humankind is intrinsically evil. But that's not all there is it? As a matter of fact, I don't believe that for a moment. I don't believe that we are intrinsically evil. I believe with all my heart that mankind, that humanity is intrinsically good, rather evil. It's not only from Satan, but it's also, I believe, evil behavior is a learned behavior. Think of it this way. When you were little kids, how many of us imagine ourselves to be the villain? Rather, what did we imagine ourselves as? We imagined ourselves as being superheroes. We wanted to be the one who would swoop in and save the day against the scariest and biggest enemy there was. We wanted to be the hero. Why? Because intrinsically, we want good to always triumph over evil. I want you to consider when Jesus said to the people of Galilee, you are the light of the world. If you know your biblical history, you know the city of Galilee during that time was a very dark place. It was a very perverse place. Think of Bourbon Street in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, or think of Las Vegas any day of the year. It was a very perverse and corrupt place. The sad thing is the chosen ones of Israel, the Jewish people, instead of helping the people to rise up. I didn't mean to do that, but that worked. Instead of telling the people to rise up to God and say no to their base temptations, they rather lowered themselves down. They lowered themselves down because everybody else was doing, and so they turned their back on their faith and they turned their back on God. Does that sound familiar to any of us? But then Jesus said to them, you are the light of the world. What he was saying to them is, despite all of your sinfulness, despite that you have turned your back on me, he was now calling them to come out of the darkness, to break free from the shackles of sin that holds us all slaves. And he says, now I want you to walk in the light that is Jesus Christ. But then he says something very odd again. He says to them, you are the salt of the earth. My friends, this was not a common expression at that time. They would have had no idea what he was talking about, as a matter of fact. And what was he talking about? If you think about salt, what's it good for? Salt is good for what? Making something that tastes tasteless, give it a little bit of taste, right? Don't believe me. Get some of that sodium-free soup from the store. It's disgusting. What does it need? It needs salt. But also consider this, what's salt good for? Well, they didn't have refrigerators back then, so it preserved something from going bad. It preserved it. Now, how's that significant to us in 2017? Well, today, my friends, we too are being challenged by Jesus Christ. We too are being challenged to step out of our comfort zones and embrace what it means to be a Christian, to embrace what it means to be Roman Catholic. How easy it is, how easy it would be for any of us to live in a corrupt society and say nothing. After all, why do I have to say anything? Nobody else is doing anything about it. Well, you want to know why we are supposed to say something about it? You want to know why we're supposed to stand up? Because, my friends, we were baptized into the light, not into the darkness. We have been called to preserve to preserve the goodness of humanity and not give in to its corruption. Rest assured, when our Lord was speaking that to the people then, as he speaks it to us today, this is not merely a suggestion. Rather, this is a commandment. This is a commandment from God to bring light into the darkness, to save people from their own vices and preserve the world from corruption. And why is that? Why are we called to do that? Because you are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And if we don't become the heroes that the world is looking for, then who will? But as we look around the world today, I would dare say we have a lot of work to do, don't we? I mean, just look around at the increasing numbers of disturbed, violent, and perverted behavior that is now infiltrating our world and this present time, and how many of us, instead of doing something about it, we're simply turning a blind eye to it. Pornography. Pornography that was once seen as shameful and an underground perversion, well, it's now mainstream, and people look at it as harmless. Well, let me tell you something, it's corrupting. It's corrupting the world around us and the way we look at one another. I mean, my friends, how many of us come into this lovely little town of Dawsonville, and I love living here, but how it hurts me every time I pass by that disgusting little adult bookstore, and how many times I make the sign of the cross every time I see it, because I pray for its closing, and I ask you to do the exact same thing. Be sure of this also. If you have a child or a grandchild and they have an iPod or an iPhone or an iPad or whatever else in our computer, and if they have that and they have access to it, let me tell you something, and I hope I'm not telling you something you don't know. They've seen pornography. And I don't care how old or how young they are, if they have these instruments, they have seen pornography willingly or unwillingly. And smirk if you like, but just think. Just think how seeing that is destroying their innocence. It's taking their innocence from them, and it's corrupting how they see themselves and how they look at one another. And if that's not bad enough, need I remind you? Need I remind you of all the violence and the hatred that's going on in this world, that we see it happening in our schools, and also in the malls and in the hospitals? My friends, it's getting to the point where it seems we have no more safe havens. But in the midst of all this, in the midst of all this violence and hatred, how many of you just want to stand up and scream, where are all the good guys? Where are all the heroes? Where is God? Where is God in the midst of all this? And the answer is, he's right here. He's right here. In each and every one of us, if we would only allow ourselves to be the Christ we were created to become. The English professor Edmund Burke, he once said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And who would dare argue that a major reason for all this moral and ethical corruption that's happening around us is because good people, moral people, good Catholics, they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing except sitting on their hands and hoping for the best. Archbishop Charles Chaput, who is the Bishop of Philadelphia, he once said to a group of people, we are at war. And he wasn't talking about the battles in the Middle East. Rather, he was talking about the war that's being waged right here in the United States, the moral and the ethical war that's being waged right here in the United States, in Dawsonville, in Dahlonega, in Cumming, in Gainesville, and all over. It doesn't take an astronomer, my friends, to tell us that we are living in a time of darkness. And like the people in Galilee so long ago, we too are giving in to it. So many people are living lives of quiet desperation, because they have placed all their hopes and their dreams in the economy or in their possessions or in their secular leaders. And when these means fail them, and they will fail them, when they fail them, their despair and their sense of hopelessness will be beyond compare. Why? Because they have nowhere else to turn. At least that's what they believe. But we know better. We know no matter how dark it gets, we know how, no matter how bad it gets, we won't give up. We cannot give up, because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world, and Christ has given to each and every one of us by the purpose of our baptism a purpose and a mission. And what is our mission? To convert the world. To convert the world and assure them, no matter how bad it gets, there is hope. There is a real and sustaining hope. And I'm not talking about some Hallmark card sentimentality nonsense. I'm talking about a real and lasting hope that could overcome any darkness, and his name is Jesus Christ. As our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has repeated a number of times during his pontificate, we must bring our faith. We must bring our faith outside these four walls, and we must bring our reason to joy, of joy and hope. We must bring all of these gifts out into the streets, out into the schools, out into our workplaces. We must bring our reason to believe to all people. We need to reach out to others. Our mission to bring hope where there is despair, love where there is fear, and light where there is darkness. No, the world doesn't need superheroes. It doesn't need superheroes. Rather, it needs Christians. It needs Christians to behave as Christians. It needs you and I to step out of the darkness, to put away our disguises, and for us to be the people, to be the people that we were created to be, so that we may preserve what is good by leading all people to the light who is Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.